5:27 South African time. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Yes, today is the 6th of Dhul-Qa'dah 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, senior, respected teacher, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Dhul-Qa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter number 26 and verses number 136 to 140. We mentioned to you Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam, the Prophet Hud was sent to the people of Ad. Majority of them rebelled and were disobedient. They rejected the message and the messenger. Hence, this was the response of majority of them. Chapter 26 and verse number 136. Qalu, they said, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوَعَظْتَ أَمْ لَمْ تَكُمْ مِنَ الْوَاعِذِينَ. Irrespective. For us it is the same. It is the same and irrespective for us. Whether you admonish us or you don't admonish us, we are not going to accept you. We reject you as a messenger and your message of monotheism and your believing in Almighty Allah, the oneness, uniqueness, the articles of faith. This was their arrogance and ignorance. In hadha illa khuluqul awwalin. Indeed, this is nothing but ancient fairy tales and ancient fabrication, ancient stories. Similarly, today the people who are the so-called scientists and professors and so forth, so they are the ones, you must remember, we don't say all, but definitely we will say majority of them, they are the enemies of religion, and the animals also, Quran says, that ulaika kal an'am bal hum adal, they are like animals, nay, even worse than animals. So therefore you see the LGBT movement and all that going now to different parts of the world. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. And we will never be punished. Just look at their arrogance and ignorance. One side rejecting the message, rejecting the messenger, challenging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. One hurricane, one flood, one earthquake, finish. All your nuclear, all your missiles, everything finish. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. And then they rejected him. They, the people of Ad, they rejected Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam. فَأَهْلَكَنَاهُمْ. See the Quran Sharif. فَتَعْقِيب. Consequently, thereafter, subsequently, أَهْلَكَنَاهُمْ فَأَهْلَكَنَاهُمْ. Hence, we destroyed them. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to highlight who can destroy the entire universe and creation in a split second. And it will happen on the day of justice. Only Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 28, verse 88, that kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything shall perish, except he, Almighty Allah, was, is, will always be. How did Almighty Allah punish this tribe of Sa'ad? Almighty Allah informs us. Go there, make a note. Chapter 69 and verse number 6 and 7. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ As for the punishment of Ad, فَأُهُلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَادِيَةٍ They were sent against them, a violent and a very, very speedy wind and a hurricane. سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا Almighty Allah subjugated that tribe and did wind against them and stand it against them. سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ for 7 nights and 8 days حُسُومًا مُتَتَابِعًا continuously. Imagine Almighty Allah send the wind 200-500 kilometers per hour. What will happen? You will see the cars flying and you will see what then what happening nowadays. So in those days, those who rebelled, all of them finished. They lied there upside down in ruins. Inna fi dhalika la'aya. Indeed, in that there are signs and symbols of Almighty Allah's majesty, power, authority, sovereignty. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Yet human being is such, so arrogant and proud and haughty. Majority of them, even today, they will not believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ And remember, your sustainer, nourisher, is the most powerful, very, very powerful, very, very merciful. Powerful against the enemies, very, very merciful for the believers who are trying their level best. But because of our human weakness, we commit vices, we commit sins and so forth. So if we sincerely repent, then Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will forgive us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me give you today's news, views and interviews locally, nationally, internationally. So before we start, always make a note of this. Muslims and non-Muslims. Chapter 5, verse 82. Chapter 5, verse 82. You don't understand chapter and verse? Go to the last verse of the 6th Supara, the 6 Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا You will surely find now and in the future your worst enemies are the Jews. Allah didn't say Zionists. Allah said Jews and the Jutlas and وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا and the Mushriks, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever said that every Hindu, every Jew. But we definitely will say majority Jews and majority Hindus, our arch enemy. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran, absolutely no doubt. See what is happening in apartheid Israel and apartheid India. Now we start. Number one, Bibi Netanyahu, the Harami, the Jutla, he wants now a big diversion. Because the people are rebelling against him and his illegitimate government. So now he wants to build ties with Saudi Arabia, with MBS. And the Haaretz call it the great diversion, one of the biggest diversions. He wants to fool the Jewish people and the Zionists. So both of them are khabis, both of them are immoral, impure. Quran says, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat, chapter 24, verse 26. We know Bibi is a war criminal. We know that the Jutla Harami, he just wants to stay in power so that he's not arrested. MBS is another shaitan, another murtad, another traitor to Islam and Muslims. He allows LGBT there in the Haramain Sharifain in Saudi Arabia. Who is responsible for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi? Who is responsible for the murder of thousands in Yemen? Who is responsible for changing the laws of Islam right there in the Haramain Sharifain? So both of them sell out traitors, remember that. So don't be surprised that Saudi Arabia and Israel, then officially they declare ties and so forth. You can't put it past them, but we hope some sanity will prevail. Israeli settler shoots Palestinian in Hebron. You see these settlers, they are legitimate targets. Any Palestinian takes a knife, takes a gun, takes his car and rams it in them, Islamically 100% permissible. And if you don't agree, you're a traitor to Islam and Palestine in the first Qibla. You need to understand and go learn what is Islamic law. So these are the haramis, these are the real terrorists of the world. And then in this past 1-2 days, they had the Jutlas, Haramis, Zionists. There they are, the children of Hitler. They vandalized the shops there in Jerusalem during their celebrations of Shavuot. So whenever they have celebration, then the Palestinians must pay the price and so forth and so on. And then see that, go read the newspaper and see that they say the European Union is shocked. The European Union is shocked. France, Germany, Britain, whoever, that the settlers have demolished so many homes and they have injured so many Palestinians in the West Bank. So what are you shocked about? That is all you're doing. Who gave them Palestine? You, the British. So you, we're going to come for you also. And Putin is coming for you. I'm coming to that news just now. And you must remember that they are the people who gave finance, the material support, and arms and all that to Israel to murder and kill our Palestinians. And today you want to come tell me you are shocked? Go hang your heads in shame, man, please. Now look at these Haramis, these Hindus, these mobs, these apartheid terrorists, Hindufta, there in India. Listen to the story. And you can go to the Indian press and all that, you will find it there. You see, Wednesday night. So the news came late a little bit. So Wednesday night, a bus is going. All Hajis, all pilgrims, all Muslims. So now they are leaving, you must remember, that one place there, Koha, in Rajasthan. From Koha, Rajasthan, they're going to Jaipur because they have to go to the airport, get the flight to go to Jeddah and so forth. And route these thugs, these mobs, these terrorists of Hindus. So what they did, they came there by the bus, they surrounded it, they pelted it with stones, they ransacked the bus, and they told the Muslim woman, we will take all of you away and see what you can do. Imagine, you tell me these are the democracy. This is what Modi is doing. And you Arab tenpot dictators, Haramis, you got no shame, you got no Islam. You should kick out all these ambassadors of India and sever ties with them. Have some fear of Allah, you Harami Arab states and Muslim countries. Mm. Don't you see the shame they are bringing? But you worship money and you in Emirates go build a temple for these Hindu kuffar, people who Allah says our worst enemy. So you must remember that it's a shame, this MBS, this MBZ, and this king of Bahrain, and of Jordan, and of Morocco, and the leader of Egypt, all murtads, harami, shaitan. We must name them and shame them. They are a disgrace to Islam, remember that. They won't even speak of these kind of things here. Because they consider non-Arabs to be second-class, third-class Muslims. Can you believe that? America elites are conceding that the world is rebelling against America. America, your empire is crumbling and falling now. Hey, you, I told you, Richie Rich, your time is very limited there. Russia says very soon we could sever ties with the UK. You know what that means? Then the war will start directly between Russia and UK. Because UK is giving all type of support to Ukraine, and so we sever ties with you, then you become a legitimate target, and it's justified. Putin, go for it. We're making dua for you. Teach the Hindu guy a big lesson there. Remember that. They must not mess around with you. And teach these other whiteys also a big lesson. So you must remember that. That's the leadership we need. People who got guts and so forth. Now in the Israeli Haaretz newspaper, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, they write MBS, a very bold leader. This is how they make them fools and idiots, you must remember. Sure. One day they praise them, and these guys fall in the, you know, for the trick and all their. Don't you know Jutlas are Haramis? They speak layyam bi al-sinatihim. They speak with a forked tongue and so forth. Now see what he's doing. The whole Western world is shaking. Putin says, you want to play? Come, let's play. I show you. So you must remember this. Now Putin is moving his nuclear arms and ammunition and what have you to Belarus. Belarus, the president, he say, come, my brother. You park everything here. Me, I'm ready with you. Whenever you want to shoot, I will say amen. You understood? I'm with you. So that is what we want. Belarus, no, he better stay with Putin. It's like Lesotho, South Africa. That one day you can finish the whole country up. So remember that Belarus guy, no, I better stay with Putin before Putin takes me on also. 30 countries want to join BRICS. That's very, very good. Big floods, you must remember, in Spain and so forth. Now let us come to the South African story. South Africa is kaput. So now this week or in June, your rand dollar will be 20 rand plus. It's hovering there at 1970, 1980 and so forth. So remember, this is the Western hegemony, the Western economic apartheid and sanctions. Because South Africa told America and the allies and all of them, you go to hell. We calling Putin here, and rightly so. You don't come and dictate. At least that one decision ANC got right. You call Putin, we welcome him. So we will welcome him more than Modi here for us Muslims. Remember that. So if Modi don't come, it's better. Putin come, it's better for us. That is our stance on that. So remember that. So the economy in the doldrums. Your youth over 60%, 50%, no job for them. CR. Now look at this. After the president woke up after a big slumber in Pala Pala. So Cyril wakes up and he says, now I'm giving power to the Minister of Electricity. He was just like a project manager, but now he's got real teeth and power. And he pulled the plug and he pulled the rug from who? Gwede. Gwede Mataše, you see. So the Gwede was an old timer. So he hopeless, failure, everything he touched also failure. So now Cyril pulled the plug from him and so forth. So that's your South African story beside Haman's Kraal and beside all these other things going on. Okay, for you Muslims, there are 3-4, you must remember announcements quickly. Tomorrow, Sunday morning at around 7:15, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh, his majlis will be at Rainbow Masjid, where Mohan Azir Jasad is the Imam. So the proceedings will start around 7:15 in the morning, Ishraq time, right? And then for Qurbani, anybody wants to make Qurbani overseas countries, I sent it out yesterday when I was returning from University of Johannesburg. So Hazrat Maulana A.S. Desai of Majlis, mashallah, we have 100% confidence in him. And I will really recommend, first we say make Qurbani. You know, 1 month's time also is what is Qurbani, is Eid al-Adha. So remember that you want to make Qurbani locally, we encourage that. You want to do it abroad, the best place is you contact Majlis, all have been sent to you, all the groups and all Telegram, everyone. Anybody wants details of Qurbani with Majlis, just send me a message today. Today I'm free, so I got a lot of time to do all this. So you just write Qurbani and don't like write long, long stories. Yesterday, Maulana, I was there at the University, UJ, right? So I delivered the lecture all day, the Maulana there, Maulana Yusuf, he made the khutbah salat then. About 1:25, 1:30, we started the Q&A. You know what time we ended? Mm-hmm. We ended 4 o'clock, 2.5 hour marathon session.
Allahu
Akbar. I read Asr salat there also with the students. 10, 12 of them were there and they were enjoying it and so forth. I said, see, we sit in a circle, halqa, you fire up any question and so forth. Only one condition, don't take anybody's name. And what a wonderful session. So we're there for the students, remember. We're there for the Jutlas. We're there for the Hindus to teach them. You must condemn this government. See how I condemn these Arabs and these Muslims. Stand for justice and stand for truth. That must be our function. 7 to 9 today, Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan. And 6 to 8 will be Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah, Naat Kirat. And that will be our programs for today, inshallah. Aziz.
I see Brother Luke says, what does the government want to prove by arresting Imran Khan, Ustad?
So you must remember that in Pakistan, they want to arrest him because they know any time they have elections, whether it is July or August or September, October, it will be a landslide victory for him. All these politicians there who are in government or attached to them, they're all tainted, polluted. America, the West gave them money. Choroki hukumat, imported hukumat. It's an imported government, and it is a government of thugs and crooks and corruption, just like our government. They're worse than them also. So remember that, and they cannot bribe Imran. And Imran told them, I'm not going to allow any one single military base of America or anybody else in Pakistan. So that is the bottom. So the public and Imran are one side, and the government of crooks and the army on one side. So that is the conflict going on in Pakistan.
I've got a new listener, Ustad, by the name of Jonah. He says, I'm Hebrew. I want to ask you a question, AK. Why do Ukrainian women wear the headscarf? Surely this is an oppressive Middle Eastern country like Iran and Turkey. Ustad.
So you must remember that. Do you know, you said you're a Hebrew. Why you speak straight? Why you don't say you're a Jutla? Say me, Jonah, I'm a Jew. So say, repeat after me. Say me, Jonah, I'm a Jutla. Like that you must speak. You understand? Don't come with all sideways, I'm a Hebrew and all that. So you know anything of Ukraine? Ukraine was part of Russia. Fact number one. No one can deny that. Fact number two, you know Ukraine had a democratic elected president? Two. Three, who engineered this whole move that the comedian, the rascal, and the harami, Jutla, must come into power? Beside Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. So the only country in the world that will have a president and prime minister that is Jew is Ukraine. So who engineered that move? You know the West, America, Europe, all of them. So why they did all that? Putin told them in 2008, you must know your facts, Jutla. 2008, Putin told them in a conference, I'm telling you all now, if you're going to make Ukraine a part of NATO, or you're going to arm NATO in any way, I'm telling you now, I'm going to crush Ukraine to pieces. So what will you do? Do you know about the Cuban crisis? When Russia put some missiles and wanted to put some missiles there in Cuba, America and Russia nearly went to war. Go read about that. So how come if somebody puts arms there in Mexico, Cuba or Canada, America wants to go to war? So if Russia, you come by my neighbor and you arm them and expect me to sit there with my arms folded, it will never happen. So Jutla, you must get your story right. So remember, there are Muslims there, there are Orthodox Christians there, there are others. But you Jutlas wanted to make Ukraine another Israel in the heart of Europe. So when you lose Israel, you will have an escape route to run to Europe and so forth. So that is the real story. Don't come with your fairy tale stories.
I see Kumaran says, why don't the Sikhs rise up against India and join Pakistan, Ustad?
So now they want their own state, my brother Kumaran. You know they're rising up. You heard of Khalistan? So Khalistan means a pure country. So they want to secede. They want to pull out from India. But you know what happens? That the Hindus is 1 billion plus people. Muslims are 200 million. The Sikhs are small compared to the Muslims and the Hindus, obviously. You know what happened during Indira Gandhi's time? So you must remember, if you go to Amritsar, I've been to Amritsar, that is the headquarters of the Sikhs, remember that? So I visited that area as well. So my brother Kumaran, you should know all these things here. So when they say they want to secede and they want their own country and so forth, so what the Indian government does, what is doing to the Kashmir Muslims? It brings in the military, it brings in the police, it does all these type of things there. So what will happen is this, it will lead to civil war and big problems, like when they assassinated Indira Gandhi, it was one of her bodyguards, and that bodyguard was a Sikh. Then how many problems the Sikhs faced? So similarly now, but that is their aspirations and their hopes. And you see, United Nations is hopeless, good for nothing nowadays. They just passed resolution. Israel, the country that most resolutions have been passed, they just take it and throw it away. Why? Because Big Brother is there, Uncle Sam is there, they can just veto. But they're both going to fall. America is falling and Israel is falling. That is the system of all matter. Modi ji is going to fall. whether in next elections or whenever, he must fall. Anything based on falsehood, innal batila kana zahuqa. Remember that the batil, the falsehood, must perish. You see, now new governments come, new politicians come. Now the question came, who murdered, who assassinated O'Kennedy? So they say the Mossad, that is the, is declassified now. If you want it, you can go see it. So who and why? Why, oh, David Ben-Gurion resigned? And because he said, I want to see your people's nuclear project. And then they brought in, they assassinated him, and they brought in Johnson. And from Johnson's time till now, Sleepy Joe, remember, they must have a pro-Zionist president. So that is how the things work, my brother Kumaran.
Was that, I've got a listener from Four Ways. He does not want to give his name. He says, did Mufti Saab heard about the gabgal happening with the prizes for Hajj? I'm afraid to expose this agent. I have it on voice record. Even the Molana was saying he wants half. Anonymous, we start.
Please send it to me. We will deal with it. Please send it to me. We will hang them, inshallah. We want the Molana's name and we want the agent's name. And then we will let it go viral and we'll speak about it there. The whole Hajj is commercialized, you must admit. You know, when I was in Newcastle, so that time I shouldn't go. I was just, you know, out of shock and desire. I used to say, come, I teach you all about Hajj and all that. So anyway, then after a few years, I started going for many years with Allah's help, Allah's mercy for Hajj. So I used to have classes in my house. The men used to sit in the dining room lounge and the women in the kitchen. And I used to sit in the passage like that. Then we went to the classrooms and madrasa and school and all that. Okay, Muslim school, whatever. So I used to joke with them in the 80s. I say a time will come, they're going to charge you for the pebbles also. You must remember that you pelt the shit. And they're charging. You'll see the youngsters running around there. Hijara, 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 khamsa riyal, ashara riyal, ishreen riyal. And that is their job. They just make money. The Haji don't want to do anything. So from A to Z, this MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, do you know how much tax he is charging the Hujjaj and the people going for Umrah and so forth? For what you have to charge the people, I'm asking you. According to Bloomberg, your oil revenue, listen carefully, Muslim, non-Muslim, your oil revenue per day, just on oil, is 1 billion, not million, 1 billion US dollars. If you had iman, if you had true faith, then you should have said, we will subsidize 100,000, quarter million people to come for Hajj from all the oppressed people in the world, whether it's Palestine, whether it's Syria, whether it's Libya, whether it is, you must remember, our brothers in poor, poor countries, Bangladesh and so forth. But you need iman to do all this. On the contrary, now you got tax and tax and so forth. You're making a Hajj a milking cow, you see. So now if anybody tells you in South Africa, they're going for Hajj and they're going for less than 100,000 per person, they're lying. No agent is there for charity. Every agent is there to make money, without exception. I mean, let us be honest, they're not running some charity. So the agents are going to milk the Hajis. The Saudi government is going to milk the Hajis. The Maulvis who are going where with them, they're going to milk the Haji. I want my share, and so forth and so on. So that is there. So you send it to me, brother. You though, you will be absolved. I got Quran. We'll never take your name. You understand? You send it to me. 071-888-1184. I'll contact the agent myself. I'll contact that Maulvi myself, the scholar for dollar. We'll name them and shame them. I promise you that.
I see about four questions came in. Say they also want the voice recording. The brother wanted your number, Ustad. I think you did give the number.
071-888-1184. You got it, my brother? 071. Allah likes odd numbers, so third time. 071-888-1184. You send it to me. That's Allah's rahmat. We'll sort it out.
I see Neil says, AK, the petrol price is dropping, AK. What do you think? Is it something good coming on our way for our South Africans? Neil, Ustad.
You see, Neil, you also another character. You're living Alice in Wonderland. Our rand dollar is going to 20 rand plus. So now they'll give you 1 month the discount. How much? 20 cents, 30 cents. Then that's for June. Then see, in July, they will increase it by 2-3 rand. So you can't be so naive. They give you one finger and then they steal 8 fingers, 9 fingers and so forth. So that's what the government does. An absolute disaster if you ask me. From 1994, everything going in reverse gear. You know, yesterday I was listening to the news on 702 or one of the local stations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys can help me out on this here. Because I can't pronounce his names properly. So you see now Haman Skral, 22 people dead. Over 70, 80 or something in hospital cholera. Who's to blame, I'm asking you? Number two, there's immensidenti or whatever you call it. There's still people who are disabled. They move hundreds of them. 144 died. Who is responsible for that, I'm asking you?
Sure.
There in Rustenburg, you must remember, in the mine there. So the people died, 34, 44, whatever. Who's responsible? So everything goes as push under the carpet. Inquiry, inquiry, inquiry. That public protector, good for nothing. 30 million, more than 30 million spent on her already. Who's paying for all this?
Mm.
You're making us idiots and fools, man. Please. You must remember, we can't be dealt with as, you know, real idiots and fools. You have to change your constitution. I told you day one, South Africa's constitution is the best constitution in the world. That constitution stinks, man. 82 murders you got per day. You got more than 50 rapes per day. You made Cape Town the gay capital of the world. You can't get job for the people. Muslim, non-Muslim, African, black, white, green, pink, whatever. So what good is it? And you living it up there in luxury. So you must remember enhancing your kitchen, enhancing your curtains and all that. Who's looting the country? You must call your Lutuli house the looting house.
Hmm.
You will be judged very badly, ANC. I'm telling you. You were the biggest flop, worse than the other African countries.
Mm.
Because you got a ready-made country and you destroyed it, remember?
Mm.
That's the truth, remember? We must speak, apartheid was a crime, 100%. We suffered apartheid. I was born in an African township.
Mm.
So don't have to teach me of apartheid. But what you guys did, you destroyed the whole country, remember?
Mm.
The Boer used to look after the Boer. The white used to look after them. You guys destroyed everything. So that is the sad reality. Cry, my beloved country. Last question.
I've got a sister, Ranel. She said, is it true that Charlie Chaplin was a horrible human being, A.K.?
Charlie Chaplin, when in school, they used to take us to go see Charlie Chaplin movies when we were in school, you know. So you must remember that. So we all used to have a good laugh at all these type of things. So you know, in school, we're now 6 years old, 7 years old. They say now that sometimes they bring the movie to the school. You understood? Sometimes they tell us we must go there, excursion, they take you there. So at that time, so after that, we don't know about Charlie Chaplin. Whether he's a good person or not, I don't know, but I know he died a non-Muslim. And if you die a non-Muslim, then you're going to get roasted and toasted if you are sane and mature. So remember that. What do you expect from comedians, my sister? Joe Zelensky is a comedian, but they pulled him in and made him the president.
Hmm.
Why? Because he's a jutla. You understand the Jewish lobby, the Zionist lobby. So that's how they operate. You must understand. Every program of mine they record. So now they'll analyze it. What AK is saying, is it truth or is false? So that is the truth, you see. So may Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy.
Amen.
We as Muslims, and for you human beings, any faith, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Always turn to Almighty Allah. You, my brother, wherever you are, with that agent in Molana, please, you must send it to me. One more time, parting shot. 071-888-1184. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.